you quit betting on them.
Bob Lewis Machine.
Hi, is Rochelle there?
Speaking.
Hey, Rochelle, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact a little while back. Yeah, we do equipment financing, working capital, and I know you guys didn't really have any, you know, need at that time. Just wanted to check back in, you know, see how things are going over there for you guys.
Oh, things are going well, but no equipment financing.
No, yeah. I mean, we also do working capital as well, and you know, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of you know, your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Oh yeah, nothing like that is needed.
No, okay. Yeah, okay, no problem. I remember you mentioned that you guys, you know, sometimes have a net 30 over there. And sometimes businesses use that, you know, instead of using their own cash flow, just as a cushion to get between jobs. So, yeah, that's why I just wanted to touch base, you know, see how things are going, and, yeah, see if we can maybe help you out in the future.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, but no need right now.
No need right now, okay. All right, and, I mean, is there a bank that you guys normally lean on for financing?
Excuse me. Well, you know, we have a line of credit with our current institution. Right now we're with Citibank.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but again, we're not looking to do anything. Generally, we try and schedule things around our cash flow.
You know? Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, works a little safer for us as opposed
mm-hmm.
to, you know, lines of credit and you know, increasing debt, especially when things are I can't think of the word for it, but when things are a little volatile like they are now.
Yeah.
So it's an election year, so we're not doing anything until after the new presidency has taken place.
Okay, it makes sense. Everyone's kind of holding off, you know.
Well, because we do aerospace work, so, you know, nothing's going to happen until after whoever's in the office will know which way things are going to go. Democrat, not so much. You know,
mm-hmm.
Republican, things may ramp up, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And with, I mean, the aerospace, is it after, you know, it's like right after the elections, that when usually they get new budgeting and stuff? Okay. And so is that normally for the term, like the presidential term is when they get, or is it yearly still with them?
I mean, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where Republicans are usually more generous when it comes to aerospace and I don't know. You know, they're pro war.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, you're gonna need more medals and things like that are being used. You know, production
mm-hmm.
of that. So it's not just about the actual presidency so much as, you know, what their agendas are.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans, you know, usually tend to lean that way, whereas during Democratic times like now, well, we haven't been doing a whole hell of a lot because, you know, it's anti-everything.
Yeah,
can't we
exactly.
Get along? And unfortunately mm-hmm. for our business, you know, we need to fight.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I know. So I know we need to get those Republicans back in there and get you guys some work going. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, to hear that. That is kind of slow, but, yeah, definitely I'll keep in touch with you guys, keep checking in, and, yeah, when something does come up, we'd like to, you know, help you out.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. All right, you have a good one. Thanks, Rochelle.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.